This flash briefing was made possible by a sponsorship from AveXis, a clinical stage gene therapy company. The following content was not developed by AveXis.
Welcome, and thank you for listening to the SMA Flash Briefing.
Thanks for joining me. I'm Deanne Runge, SMA News Today Forums moderator and vlogger. If you haven't already checked out our forums, I encourage you to do so. smanewstoday.com/forums. We have a welcoming community and discuss a variety of topics. In our SMA Assistive Technology Equipment Forum, we're talking about lightweight, eco-friendly utensils, as well as getting a new wheelchair and even PC gaming equipment. In our Parents and Caregivers Forums, we've shared some wonderful columns by our community writers. Michael Kasten shares about his daughter's recent ankle injury, and Helen Baldwin, with her column, reflects on the loss of her son that now makes autumn a bittersweet time of year for her. We also have a forum dedicated to our YouTube channel, where we have three wonderful vloggers. My most recent vlog talks about making the most of a nice fall day. In our Adults with SMA forum, we discuss various topics, from dealing with a secondary diagnosis to getting flu shots and even eating healthier. Virtually no topic is off limits. We also have forums regarding raising awareness, disability in media, and even treatments available and upcoming. Yes, there's even a forum where new members can introduce themselves. I look forward to seeing you there.
Coming up next, perspectives from SMA News Today Forums Director, Kevin Schaefer.
Are you interested in learning more about the latest treatment for spinal muscular atrophy? Visit treatsma.com to see how this treatment works, hear about family stories, and learn about the steps to starting treatment. Visit treatsma.com.
From Embracing My Inner Alien, a column by Kevin Schaefer, September 15th, 2019. Fun fact, I'm a huge sucker for the coming-of-age genre. I voraciously consume memoirs like If at Birth You Don't Succeed, and religiously quote shows like Boy Meets World. I once wrote a paper in college on the cinematic classic The Breakfast Club. I may turn 26 in a few days, but I'm still drawn to narratives about acne, adolescence, and teenage idiosyncrasies. I'm also bitter that the movie Eighth Grade received zero attention at the Oscars this year. It shouldn't come as a surprise that some of my favorite coming-of-age stories are superhero comics. From the New Teen Titans to Miss Marvel, I geek out over books that combine superpowers, crime-fighting, and romantic melodrama. A personal favorite is Superman for All Seasons by Jeff Loeb and Tim Sale. I'm drawn to coming-of-age stories because they're all about embracing identities and navigating the messiness of life. Every time I sit down to write about living with spinal muscular atrophy, which is a lot, I think about formative experiences from my youth and college years. They were often messy and unpredictable, but they helped shape me into the person I am today. For instance, when I was in sixth grade, I would often adjust the footrest on my chair during class. Whenever my feet were stiff, I pressed a button that moved my footrest forward or backward a few inches. My chair made a slight buzzing noise that was often noticeable in a quiet classroom setting. I had trepidations about the awkwardness that could stem from it, but I decided it was worth the risk of my classmates' stares. If I had to endure a 45-minute lecture on means, medians, and modes, the only math terms I remember, I was at least going to make my feet comfortable. Little did I know that my footrest would introduce me to one of my best friends in middle school. One morning between classes, Big Rob asked with the utmost sincerity and curiosity, "Does that thing have a massage on it?" It's the kind of imaginative and unique question that only an adolescent can ask. The words of this 6-foot-tall 12-year-old initially perplexed me. Then I realized he was referring to my wheelchair. My desk concealed my footrest, so I can only imagine what the other students thought when they heard that weird buzzing noise. Big Rob was the only person bold enough to bring his wheelchair massage idea to me. I don't remember the rest of that conversation, but it was the unlikely beginning of a friendship that continues to this day. Rob and I quickly discovered our shared interest in movies, comic books, theater, and more. We performed in plays together, hung out at food courts and movie theaters, and even kept in touch when we went to different high schools and universities. My first encounter with Rob is the kind of thing that would happen on an episode of Freaks and Geeks, one of the best shows ever. Most people have awkward and hilarious stories from their teenage years, but SMA gives mine an extra layer of originality. Coming-of-age stories will always resonate with me, no matter how old I get. It's the kind of universal genre that nobody ages out of. And thanks to SMA, my adolescent experience included acne, awkwardness, and curiosity that sparked from the sounds of my wheelchair. I'm Kevin Schaefer, Forums Director for SMA News Today.
The information in our flash briefings and podcasts are provided for informational and educational purposes only. Be sure to tune in daily to SMA News Today for the latest news and perspectives regarding the disease. All of our podcasts and flash briefings can be found on our website at www.smanewstoday.com. You can also find our podcast and flash briefings on SoundCloud, Spotify, and iTunes. And be sure to follow us on our Instagram and Facebook page as well. I'm Michael Morales, Senior Director of Multichannel Content for SMA News Today.